second half. Big, big second half for Cody Tulaski.
That's not the first time he's done that.
Offense for defense for the Reese Rockets on substitutions. First free throw is good, so he gets a second. Critical made free throw for Cody Tulaski. Now with 18 points. Pushes it to 42-40. 51.1 seconds remaining in regulation. Banach leading by 2 points. Second free throw. This one is good. Three-point game.
Still a one-possession ball game.
Inbound to Turbush. Being guarded by Kervin. Across midcourt, and we have a timeout called by Brian Kern with 46.8 seconds left in the fourth quarter. Reese still, though, has two more timeouts remaining, a full and a 30. So plenty of timeouts for the Reese Rockets as they trail just by one possession, 43-40.
Now, back in the day of box scores and newspapers, coaches would go ahead and see these things religiously, and they would have a 3x5 card in their back pocket, and they would go ahead and know exactly who they need to foul for the next possession.
Are you saying this out of experience?
No doubt.
Okay, all right.
Now, as far as Badak's concerned, there's a few, but, there's not a whole heck of a lot of information that's out on them. But I can tell you right now, it's nice to have some up-to-date stats, and there are two kids that I would not foul, and one of them being Cody Tulaski, who just hit the 1-1, and also Colby Meeks would be the other one. Colby Meeks is at 87% right now, so anyone else is fair game.
46.8 seconds remain, 43-40. Badak's leading by 3 points. The Reese Rockets will have it at midcourt, going to the right side of your radio. A heck of a ball game so far. Bryce Brecklesbauer, 6'2" junior, will inbound right in front of us. Trying to feed him to Turbush, instead they get to Isaac Johnson at the right wing extended. One dribble back to Turbush, 40 seconds remain. Over to the left wing, trying to find the three-point shooter potentially. Johnson in trouble, gives back out Gabe Robinson, left wing against Jensen Emmerich. Inside the lane, the floater is in for 2 points. A nice, smooth move there. For Robinson, that is his 5th point this quarter, 12 in the evening. It's now a 1-point game, 43-42, as we have a timeout called, a 30-second timeout by Brian Kern, setting up his full court press more than likely with 29.6 seconds left in this fourth quarter. 43-42. Crowd goes silent, believe it or not.
I don't blame them.
As that was an impressive shot, the floater off balance for the 4-year varsity starter for Gabe Robinson.
Big, big hoop.
I remember him as a freshman playing in Cass City, launching those threes from the left wing and absolutely draining every single one of them.
It's amazing, of course. Freshmen, they don't think about it at all. They just go ahead and throw it up.
No fear.
Yeah, by the time they're seniors, they actually have to think about it. That's probably the Achilles heel on that one.
29.6 seconds left. Banach will inbound 90 feet from their own hoop on the right side.
Full court press.
Jack
deployed.
Clancy has Darnell Davis right in front of him. Pretty big wingspan there. Feeds it into Cody Tulaski. And Cody Tulaski is fouled in the backcourt, so he walks the length of the court. And this will push Cody Tulaski to the free throw line, shooting 1-1. And this will be Gabe Robinson's 4th personal. 8th team foul, so definitely a 1-1 situation. Offense for defense now checking in. Cody Tulaski at the free throw line shooting 1-1. He went 2-for-2 on his last trip here just a moment ago. First free throw is no good. Rebound, though, brought in by Colby Meeks. Keeps possession alive. And into the hands of Cody Tulaski again. And there's the foul. And this will put Tulaski back to the free throw line. Foul goes against number 42 for the man at Reese Rockets. Tanner Turbush, his 2nd, 9th team foul. So still 1-1. Tulaski back to the free throw line.
Bend your knees, bounce, bounce, swish.
Still 1 point game. Check that, 2 point game, 44-42 with the made free throw.
He still has to make this one for the true one possession ball game, considering a 3-point shot.
Second free throw, this one's good as well. He's now 4-for-5 in the quarter on three free throws. 15 seconds left, a 3-point ball game. Turbush dribbles to the left wing.
Too much dribble.
Down to the corner. A little too much dribble. Now into the hands of Gabe Robinson. 10 seconds left. He has to move. Now the NBA 3. This one's airballed. And rebound still loose into the hands of Jensen Emmerich. 3 seconds left and a foul. And this will be double bonus. And Badak's more than likely going to be the victors here against the Reese Rockets. Walk the length of the court. The foul will go against Tanner Turbush. His third, 10th team foul, double bonus. Jensen Emmerich at the free throw line. All he really needs to do is hit one of these two. It'll be a two-possession ball game with 2.2 seconds left in regulation. 45-42, Bad Axe leading the Reese Rockets.
That's it.
Absolutely smooth, wasted no time, and he has 5 points, and it's a four-point ball game. 46-42.
Well, I think there's ice in his veins. He's a sophomore. He's not a senior. He doesn't know how to be scared right now.
No kidding. Second free throw from Emmerich. This one is, yes, it falls. Five-point game, 47-42. Robinson launches from half court, and the Bad Axe Hatchets take out the Reese Rockets and remain in first place in the Greater Thumb West at 3-0 and improve to 6-2 on the season. Final score, Bad Axe 47, Reese 42, in quite dramatic fashion. A game that saw five ties and four lead changes over 40 minutes, excuse me, over the length of regulation, and the Bad Axe Hatchets hang on for a five-point victory, 47-42, when all said and done. You're listening to the WLW Sports Network. After 32 minutes of play, the Bad Axe Hatchets improved to 3-0 in the Greater Thumb West. You're listening to the WLW Sports Network. We'll have your postgame show in just a few moments from courtside in Bad Axe, Michigan. Once again, final score, Bad Axe 47, Reese 42, right here on the WLW Sports Network, your Harwood home for high school hoops.
As we reflect back on 2018, we at Sure have a lot to be thankful for. Our success relies on you. Your loyalty and dedication made it possible for us to provide the Thumb with better health and better life. We might be biased, but we live in the best area in the whole state of Michigan. Great schools, fertile soil for harvest, beautiful natural resources, 93 miles of shoreline, strong communities, and excellent health care. And that's because of providers such as Scott Ryder and Paul Penfold in Caseville, Ross Ramsey and Yvette Scharf in Elkton, Lori Hanselman, Trevor Mattarella, David Seagroves, Sheena Dom and Lois Booms all in Pigeon, and Paul Scadden and Brenda Kretschmer in Seawing. So if you're one of the thousands who utilize Sure in one of our many ways, thank you. Thank you for a successful 2018, and here's to a bright 2019 that is filled with love, happiness, and health. Besides, at Sure, we've got a pretty exciting 2019 ahead of us. But more on that later. Sure. Better health. Better life. Are you sure?
Valley Enterprises, a fast-paced and innovative plastics division of the Gemini Group, is looking for the right candidate to fill the position of operator. This position provides Valley with basic operational support in a plant setting. Training is provided for all tasks. Valley offers a competitive hourly rate, health, dental, vision, and life insurance, 401k, vacation and holiday pay, and referral bonuses. If you would like to join their team, apply in person at Valley Enterprises 2147 Lepic Road in Ubley, 1 mile north of Atwater Road on M19, then a quarter mile east on Lepic Road.
072 is back at the mall. That's the Flannery GM Ottawa in Bad Axe. 0% 72-month financing plus $1,050 in bonus cash on select models. GM cardholders look in the mail for additional GM card enhancements. Save almost $14,000 on a fully loaded 2018 GMC Sierra SLE Crew Cab 4x4 truck with 5.3-liter V8 engine, driver and passenger heated power bucket seats, rear vision camera, 20-inch wheels, trailering package, brake controller, and spray-in bed liner. It's only $39,270. How about a 2019 Buick Encore, a sport touring package, navigation, remote start, dual zone climate control, power seat, and rear vision camera, priced only for $23,152. Lease it as low as $174 a month. Lease a 2019 GMC Acadia SLE2 with 3.6 liter V6 engine, heated seats, second row buckets, Bose audio system, power lift gate, and tri-zone climate control. Only $290 a month. Lease prices based on employee pricing with $2,000 down on a 24-month 12,000 5,000-mile pre-year lease. GMC, we are professional grade. That's the Flannery GM Auto Mall, located 1 mile east of downtown Bad Axe. See dealer for details or go to FlanneryAutoMall.com.
If you're tired of low crop prices and grain quality issues and you want to keep more money from your operation, contact DS Services right away. They're your primary source for grain bins, dryers, and grain handling equipment for farm or commercial operations. From minor repairs to complete new